Welcome back to the Kenny Rhoda Show here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. Opening day 2015, the Indians on the road to take on the Houston Astros, and we welcome to the show the president of your Cleveland Indians, Mark Shapiro. Mark, thanks for joining us, and happy opening day 2015, my friend.
Good to be with you. It's always exciting to begin again.
Mark, what year is this for you in the Indians organization?
24th season for me, hard to believe. I don't feel that old, but ask me how I feel at the end of the season. At the end of the season, sometimes I do feel that old.
So you've been through a lot of opening days in various roles with the Tribe. So how does this one compare to years past as far as optimism for the team?
Interesting. I don't. I guess, you know, there's some level of optimism every single year. I also think, obviously, in the front office, you spend a lot of time worrying about what could go wrong, as well as kind of thinking about the objective reality. I would say that, you know, looking at this year's team compared to past years, we probably, in the last, you know, 10 years or so, have as good a feeling, as strong a feeling about our chances to contend. But I also would temper that by saying it's probably the most daunting our division has ever felt, you know, in my entire time here.
Are you surprised at how many national publications are picking the Indians to not only make the playoffs, but contend and maybe win the World Series?
You know, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about why those guys pick who they pick or what goes into that. You know, I think that there can be a bunch of different things. I do view that as, you know, some level of respect for our players, what they've accomplished, how they've established themselves, and I do take some pride because I think these guys are special guys and talented guys as well. So I do take some pride in those national prognostications, but I also don't get too wrapped up in that. And I do know this, Kenny, that, you know, as of pitch one, those things go out the window. So it's a very temporary projection.
Indians president Mark Shapiro is our guest today. Mark, you didn't make a lot of off-season signings or moves. Gavin Floyd through free agency, unfortunately, he's out indefinitely. You traded for Brandon Moss, who had an exceptional spring after hip surgery. Why did you feel it wasn't necessary to go out and make more moves than you did?
Well, I mean, that I will say, in all the springs we've ever gone through and all the off-seasons we've ever been through, you know, this was one of the most unique off seasons that we've ever had, as far as that we had an entire roster really intact that we felt pretty good about. So we kind of said, hey, we start, you know, at a pretty good place, bringing back almost the entire team and bringing back a group of players that we felt finished extremely strongly and we felt good about. So we're going to be very careful in looking for opportunities to enhance that team, to build upon that team, and with a clear understanding of where we needed to impact the team, and as well as an understanding of, you know, where our weaknesses are. And then I would finally say this, Kenny, not to drag on too long here, but, you know, we never are in the position of building the perfect team. You know, it's just a question of picking where the warts are and building off where the strengths are.
However, in the last day or so, you did lock up last year's Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber to a five-year contract. How important was it to the organization to make sure you kept him long-term?
Well, I mean, look, he was the best pitcher in the entire American League last year, and I think what I've told people is on the days in between when he pitched, he was even more impressive than when he pitched. So by saying that, I guess what I can tell you is we took a guy who stands for everything we believe off the field as well as his competitiveness and talent on the field and secured his position here because the arbitration process can be a tough one for a long period of time, and matched that with another group of young core players that are also under contract for an extended period of time.
Yeah, and there are reports also that you guys have signed Carlos Carrasco to a contract extension. Can you officially confirm that yet?
Well, when you get reports like that, there's usually something behind it, but I can't confirm that we're done that yet.
How important is it, Mark, to your team this year to get bounce-back years from Jason Kipnis, Nick Swisher, Brandon Moss coming off that surgery, and Michael Bourne?
Well, I mean, bounce back from all four, and we're looking pretty good to make the playoffs.
Yep.
I'm not sure we need bounce back from all four. I kind of separate Kip out from the other three because Kip's a guy who's right in the middle of his prime, and he is just entering his prime. He's a guy who, if he can come back, and I certainly say among the most positive things to come out of spring training were how he looked and how he played. He's a guy who can, you know, jump right in and really achieve career-type numbers. The other guys, You know, our veteran players, established players, would add a lot to our team. Borney in center, middle of the diamond defense, leadoff ability to get on base and disrupt. Swish, you know, we need his bat versus left-handed pitching. That's going to be an issue for this team, and he could provide us with something special there. So each one of the guys could offer something for us. You know, again, I think at this point we're not feeling like Moss is much of a question mark.
Tribe President Mark Shapiro is our guest here on opening day 2015, Indians and Astros tonight right here on WHBC, pregame 6:35, first pitch around 7:10. Mark, one of the big reasons I think you guys will make a strong playoff push this year is because of your bench boss, Terry Francona. What makes Terry such a great manager?
Hard to even, you know, talk about him succinctly, but, you know, again, he's exceeded my expectations of how a manager can impact a game and team. Just a, you know, an incredible communicator, really does an exceptional job of balancing that desire to compete and win. Anyone around him could not mistake his competitiveness at all, with an understanding of how hard the game is to play and an appreciation for how exceptional most players are, both from a talent standpoint and how they handle it. So he's a player's manager, but without sacrificing an ounce of competitiveness, and that balance is hard to strike.
One of the things that I picked up on when we were at spring training, and you just got down there when we were leaving, so we had a week's worth of time to talk to the players, talk to Terry, and get a feel for things, was the camaraderie amongst the players, as well as Terry and the coaching staff, and the confidence amongst those players and Terry. How important are those two things if you guys are going to contend?
I think, listen, those things are you know, going to be important for us. Those things are, it's a big part of the culture that Terry seeks to establish, and I think what I've seen in year three of his time here is the players have taken ownership, and I think that's what you noticed when you were there.
Mark, in the publications that I have read, one thing keeps popping up as a question mark to a lot of people, and that is after Cy Kluber, your starters 2 through 5 don't have a lot of innings as far as a complete season, and there's a lack of, you know, experience from those guys. How concerned are you with the likes of Carrasco and Bauer and some of the other young guys that you have in the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I could list a series of concerns I've got. I could do that for every team, not just ours.
Right.
That need to go right. Really encouraged by Trevor Bauer. Feel like, you know, here's a smart guy who works hard and has a ton of talent and has the unique ability to miss bats. So I feel like he's a guy that if you wanted to look at who might break out this year, he's a guy that could break out. Carrasco, I'm interested. I'm excited to see if he can build upon last year. Well, build upon would make him a Cy Young Award winner, but just even repeat his second half last year. And I want to see if, you know, Zach can, clearly he's a contributing major league pitcher, you know, either in the bullpen as he was late last year or starting as we have him now. So I want to see if he can keep that going and build upon what he did in spring training. But there's questions there. There's questions on our defense, and you know, there are going to be things that we have to address as the season goes along. That's just part of it. That's the way it goes. I mean, we know that. That's always been the case. You know, you build a team, and then you go out and play, and you figure out what you have to address as you go.
We're talking with Indians President Mark Shapiro. And, Mark, you and I go back to the mid-'90s, and one thing you've always told me year after year after year is you feel good about the bullpen when you see it on paper, but you just never know until you get into the season to see how those guys actually perform. On paper, I feel good about this bullpen. Do you?
I do. I mean, there's depth in the back end. Nick Hagedorn's been really encouraging both the last month this season and the fact that he hasn't given up an earned run all spring. Cody, I think at this point, has established himself as a back-end closer, and Brian Shaw is among the elite setup guys, and Zepp's among the most effective left-on-left guys. So we've got four guys we feel like are established or top shelf in both stuff and ability, and you've got young guys like, you know, like a Kyle Crockett and you know, maybe an Austin Adams coming who can you know, figure into that mix. So it's a bullpen that, you know, has a lot of good pieces to it, but again, you know, with bullpen guys, you got to play it out and kind of see how the reality plays out.
One of the most often asked questions to me about this year's team is, when is Francisco Lindor going to be up with the Indians playing shortstop on an everyday basis? He had an outstanding spring. I got to talk to him for the first time in person. A great kid, smiling from ear to ear, very confident. At what point do you think we might see Francisco Lindor up at the big league level this year?
Tough to guess. I mean, I think as another thing that I've probably always told you since the late 90s on when I was running the farm system, when you have a prospect of that magnitude, you know, two things usually play into it. One is if the guy's ready, you know, usually you know it because he's telling you. You don't have to make a decision on it. And he's not finished yet. He had a great spring, but, you know, his year last year, you know, clearly showed that he still has some finishing to do as young as he is. But he's a guy we're extremely excited about. And then secondarily, I think it's going to depend upon a guy like Jose Ramirez and where our team is, too. So it's a little bit about the Major League team, the needs, both Jose and Kipnis and up the middle, how we're playing. And then it's secondarily about, you know, Francisco demonstrating he's ready. When he's ready, you're not going to have to ask a question if he's ready. It's going to be just how do you create room for him or do you need him?
You mentioned earlier in our conversation about the division that you guys play in, arguably one of the toughest, if not the toughest, in all of Major League Baseball. Can that be a good thing, though, for your team if you do end up winning this division because of how much you'll be tested already by the teams that you play in the division?
I mean, that's a great point, something I brought up to a lot of people. But, yes, I think when you do survive the battles day in and day out, it puts you in good position to handle the rigors of postseason.
Last thing, and we'll let you go. We appreciate your time. Mark Shapiro, Indians president with us. If you guys are going to make the playoffs, contend for maybe a deep run in October, what are going to be the keys to the success this year of the Indians if that's going to happen?
I mean, I think we talked about everyone kind of said our rotation is going to be a defined strength for us. I would say beyond that, you know, that being meeting the expectations would be an improved defense and our ability to handle left-handed pitching, which, you know, at the surface level looks like a concern, which means we'll probably crush left-handed pitching and struggle against right-handed pitching. Who knows?
Mark, we always appreciate the time. I'm excited about this season, looking forward to it. It starts tonight in Houston. The home opener is Friday against the Detroit Tigers at a revamped, renovated Progressive Field. It should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to getting down there, seeing you, and watching you guys compete, hopefully, for an AL Central Division championship this year.
Count on it, Kenny. I look forward to seeing you down here, man.
There you have it from Indians President Mark Shapiro on the 2015 Tribe. Hope you enjoyed that. Stay tuned. We've got more Indians tickets to give away, more Indians baseball to talk about right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC.